It is your pre-match warm-up as we look ahead to Fulham on Wednesday night at Anfield. It's Ian Ryan, Neil Jones, Kieran Molyneux, Kev Walsh, Andy Heaton controlling the tech. There will be a caller to come a little bit later on, but Kev, before we get stuck into this week's opponents, a chance to bask in the glory of Sunday afternoon. It's one hell of a cup tie.
Yeah, Belter, absolutely. The stuff dreams are made of, to be fair. When Jürgen made his little double substitution, and people were thinking, oh yeah, he's trying to throw it here, isn't he? And it turns out that absolutely not. The Conor Bradley was brilliant, and then obviously Bobby Clark's tackle hanging in the Louvre, isn't it? One of them. But yeah, but you can't ask for a better cup tie than that. The only thing was I had a ticket and give it away like an idiot. Oh, which, to be fair, I've got a great record for that as well. I've like given tickets away for absolutely boss games, so I might just keep that up all the way through and see if you can win the fucking thing.
Keo, it was one of them. I think going into the game, you want to win it. Of course you want to win it, but I think because of other things that are going on in the season, you'd almost look at it and go, well, if they do go out, you can kind of live with it. But within about 5 minutes, you've got Saka bouncing around like a bell end. You've got Alan Shearer on commentary talking about Jota still days later. And it gets to the point where you'd give a body part to win the game. You really want it that much. And then Liverpool go and do the business. And it feels great to be in the fourth round.
Yeah, I was the same. I didn't travel yesterday. And it was one of them. Every time I don't go to the game, it's usually an advert to go with the game, because Alan Shearer yesterday on that commentary was just so infuriating. But back to Liverpool, yeah, I was the same. I wanted to win the game. I want to win all four trophies. I want to go all the way and try and do it again. But if it didn't go our way yesterday, I would have been a bit like, you know what, let's just focus on what we really want. However, I totally agree. After a few minutes, it was, you know, you could see there had been an intensity. The game was going to be a proper cup tie, and it felt like that. And Liverpool, you know, they showed that grit that they've had of late, where if things don't go their way, they're not panicking. It's getting back to that level now where you think, you know, if it's not going our way in the first half, don't worry. If it's not going our way in 60 minutes, don't worry. And Liverpool, I thought, were great.